Blog Talk Radio.
For over a decade, has been one of the USA most wanted DJ.
For over a decade, he has been playing music everywhere.
This is DJ City.
What's my motherfucking name?
Are you Ellie?
Throwing back on this Mary Jane. I'm analyzing the game.
And the game done told me
to bring pain to pussy niggas and pussy hoes that's going to stay.
Ever since you told me
there's only room for two, I've been making less room for you.
Now only God can hold me.
Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me. How?
Jumping that Ferrari, I be
right, child, man. It is definitely going down. It's your boy, world famous DJ Donnie B, man. We're going to be doing it real big. It's going down right here, baby. We live in the mix. It's 12 o'clock. It's the 12 o'clock lunch mix right here on Blonde Talk Radio, baby. It's going down. Yeah, that's right, child, man. Coming up at 12 o'clock, coming up today, man, we got a very special guest. We got our boy Chris Taylor from SB Mix Radio going to be live with us right here, baby. It's definitely going down. Y'all get ready. Number one show across the country, y'all, man. Chris Taylor live with us less than 10 minutes right here on Donnie B Radio.
We get the party going, liquor flowing, it's some fire. 50 and Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it?
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist piece, everybody got to watching it. Cause you got the secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not on in this tricky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I gonna lick it, lick it, lick it, till I lick it. I got that river running, keep you running till you empty.
Burn, 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 burn.
Oh, oh, you look so sweet. What you working about, Alice? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, well, well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely?
Shorty, shoot the bust of pieces. Rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's no fish. She just like an hourglass. See how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this show, baby. Work it like a pro. Sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bounces fast and shake it slow. Respectful, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she worked it. The way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I do not fit. I'm gonna make it, girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
I like
get it,
the way
get it.
You ride with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, don't be out it for me. Girl, all I really want is it down on me.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down. I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us right here. Number one show. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725, y'all.
All the telly, I'm so fly, I'm so fairy, and the way I flow is very. Into a machete, when my pencil move is deadly. Platinum game, platinum belly, make a straight girl out of leather. Magazine, Max Desi, keep my windows like the Prezi. Press a button, then I'm stunting. My roof look like it's ducking, meter go 200 something. And my trunk do wonders bumping. I am not the one for jumping. I will ratchet out of something. Something done from your dead or dead. Your money red.
I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm always high. Got your bitch waving at me when I roll by.
I'm calm, I'm cool, they think brand new. I don't handcuff.
at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know Father Time, we all know Mother Nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that, get my money up. You niggas just running up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just running up. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this shit. Let's go shit a young tuna fish. If you don't understand me, had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talk to mom, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they heathen, pow, pow, the end. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is ass talk. Stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt. Mind so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll spill ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel ya. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field. Like the fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they feel right.
All right, y'all, man. That's right, y'all. It is definitely going down. Well, definitely want to send a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to us globally right here on Blog Talk Radio. Shout-out to the independent artists and everybody else out there, man. We are back. Oh, my goodness, man. We got a hot show coming up. We're going to be talking to my main man today, Chris Kelly, live on the hottest show across the country right here, man. So y'all get ready. It's about to go down on the hottest hip-hop show across the country right here, WB Radio. Good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to the all-new Donny B Radio Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Mr. Kelly. How you doing today?
I'm real good, Donny B. How you doing, brother?
Man, blessed, man. I can't complain. What about you?
I understand. Not even trying. I'm enjoying every day, every awake, every living moment.
Man, that's what it's all about. Mr. Chris Kelly, I definitely want to welcome you to the show, man. It's been a long time, man. I've been following you for a while on the show, man. You've been doing your thing, man, on SVMixRadio.com. Let's talk about that real quick, man.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I've been trying, man. I've just been out here promoting my show and just trying to deliver a good, entertaining situation for the listeners.
Right. That's what it's all about. Let me ask you this, Mr. Chris Kelly, man. How long have you been into radio? Let's talk about that.
Well, with my own personal show, this is my fourth year. I'm about to celebrate my fourth anniversary right now.
Okay,
but overall,
okay.
Entertainment-wise and working in entertainment and radio, put about 30-some years.
Wow, man. So what's different about the 4 years ago of doing a radio compared to doing in the entertainment? Is there a difference to you?
No, not to me. It's all the same to me.
So what you said is entertainment is all the same, no matter if it's doing radio, if it's performing, if it's doing this, it's all the same.
Right. But what I really like about the radio is that I get to give everybody a personal cut, you know?
Right.
Man. The thing we've set up at SV Mix Radio, we have is where the people can see us, they can hear us, and they can interact with us via chat room all at the same time.
Right. Now, you got that, Mr. Chris Kelly, you got a big show coming up tonight. Let's talk about that tonight, because I've been seeing you on Facebook promoting and all of that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, on tonight, we're interviewing the group To The Extreme, has... Randy Gill, which is Johnny Gill's brother,
mm-hmm.
and a couple other guys. You know, you got Jermaine Mikey and D-Extra.
Wow.
These guys are hot, man. They are hot. I mean, they've got gold records and everything. They came out with a song, and it just blew the world up.
Man. So let me ask you this, Mr. Kelly, man. What type of people do you like in doing interviews with? Let's talk about that real quick.
Wow, now that's a good one, because I've done interviews with all kind of people, rappers, R&B people. I've done gospel people. I do it all. You know, I'm like you. I'm multi-personal. I'm the rapper.
Check this out, man. I'd like to know who you found to be the most interesting person on the show. We got to talk about that.
On my show that I'm interviewing?
Yeah, on your program, yes.
Oh, wow. That's a good one, man. Now, you got me off guard with that. Let me see here. You know what? I would say Fillmore Slim.
Okay.
Fillmore Slim is a retired temp.
Wow. Very interesting.
Out of San Francisco. I mean, he was in the movie American Pimp. He was on another one, you know, P Up and H Down. He was in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, because he told us about his first woman he had was Etta James.
What? Oh man, now that's very interesting, man. I know in your mind you was going like, wow.
I mean, I never looked at her the same since
man.
Was he threatened to jump on Beyonce, you know?
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Man. For those who just now tune in to us right here on WB Radio, we're talking to Miss Chris Kelly from SB Mix Radio. Got the hottest show. Y'all mention y'all check him out tonight. Matter of fact, kind of tell everybody what time you come on. I know in Texas it's going to be, what, 7 o'clock our time?
Yeah, right. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time. It's on SBMixRadio.com. It's called the Chris Kelly Show. What you can do is you can tune in and log in to SBMixChat, C-H-A-T. .com, and
they'll
take you right where the chat room is.
And they can actually call in too, and also talk to you too, right?
Right. They can call in or they can do it via chat. Either one of
the
ways they
want to
do it.
Wow, that's very interesting. Again, Mr. Chris Kelly, man, you doing some really big things, man. So what other projects are you working on coming up that you may want to talk about?
I'm managing an artist, Wenzel Kelly. He's one of the Dramatics. He has a solo project, and we're working on getting him locked into this tour that he's about to go on. Yeah, it's him, Lil G from Silk, Jazz from the group Drew Hill.
Wow.
They're going to do it, man. They're looking at least 20 cities.
I got a group that you need to get on your show, man, that I'm going to be getting in contact with you. I know you know who Yabro and Peepa is.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, I don't know if you heard the news, man, but Yabro and Peepa are now doing gospel.
Oh, really? No, I haven't heard
that. They live right here in my town, right here in my same city, man. I see them all the time.
I would like to have them on my show.
Right. I'm gonna set that up for you, man, since I got your number, man. I'm going to set that up for you, man. I think that'll be something interesting because a lot of the fans would like to know what is Yabro and Peepa doing now.
Because it's 2 o'clock, don't mean that we have to stop. Don't
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. I tell you what, man, anybody that you want me to do an interview with, man, we stand live on the radio, man. Just hook me up, let me know, say, hey, WB, I got an artist for you that I want you to do an interview. I don't mind doing it, man. That's what it's all about. I'm like you.
Yes, sir. No problem, Doc.
You know, yeah, Mr. Chris Kelly.
It's good to talk to you, man. You've been my man a long time, you know?
Man, I'm a big fan of your show. I love listening to your show. Y'all be crushed. You, Mr. Nice Guy, and man, and I definitely want to say, I still want to say a special prayer out to the SB Mix family for the loss of Crystal, man. That really took me by storm, man, when that happened, man.
Yep.
It just let the young people know. That's right, man. It just lets the people know in America and all across the country worldwide, man, is that you never know when your time, and you need to be, people, y'all need to be ready. You need to be prepared for it, man. And, you know, and when you see other people Don't hesitate to tell them you love them, because that may be your last time seeing that person, man. And I just want people to know that, man.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
And stuff. But other than that, man, what else you would like to talk about real quick, man?
Well, we've got another tour that's about to go across the country, and it starts here on March 29th.
Okay.
And what it is, it's the Dramatics featuring LJ Reynolds versus Dennis Edwards' Temptation Review.
Oh, what? Man.
It starts right here in Detroit at the Opera House.
We're going to have to get y'all, we may have to end up getting y'all in the Dallas, Texas area, man. Dallas for work.
Yeah, it's definitely, we'd love to come there with it.
Man, that would be something nice, man. That would really be something nice right there, man.
Yeah.
Mr. Chris Kelly, I tell you what, man, I definitely want to thank you for calling into the show, man, talking to my listeners, man. We got a lot of listeners that tune in to us on, not only listen to us live, man, but we have a lot of new listeners that tune in to us by archives. So a lot of people are picking up this show right now by podcast and listening to us right now. What you think about that, man?
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I'm going to say hello to everybody all around the world.
That's right.
To Donnie B do his thing.
Oh, spread it. That's right, man. Again, Mr. Chris Kelly, thank you for coming on the program, man, and congratulations and everything. And again, one more time, man, give everybody information about where can they tune in to your show.
It's the Chris Kelly Show on SVMixRadio.com each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can look me up on Facebook under Chris Kelly. You know, you can throw me a friend request. You can follow me on Twitter under the Chris Kelly Show. Hey, we're just trying to do our thing out there. You know, and everybody, I thank you all for listening in. I really enjoyed the interview, Donnie. Anytime, brother.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chris Kelly, doing it big right here on Donnie B Radio, the all-new Donnie B Radio. We back on Blog Talk Radio, man, doing it real big like this. And also, the show is being picked up in different stations. I don't know what station, man, but it's being picked up on different stations. So shout-out to those who are listening to us on different sites. All right, y'all, man, what we about to do right now, we're going to go to Big Country, okay? And feature your boy T.I. right here on the all-new Donnie B Radio. We'll be right back. 347, y'all, 989-1725. If you want to call in and kick a shot, represent your city, y'all do it right here on Donnie B Radio. Appreciate you, Chris Kelly, man.
No problem. Thank you again. And I'm going to tell everybody, do not sleep on Randy Gill. The boy is bad. He got a solo project out there.
Woo!
Listen up for it. And I'm gonna send you some of his songs too, Donnie.
Okay, I tell you what, man. I'm gonna talk to you out there right now.
Okay.
All right, Big Country King coming up right now on the new Donnie B Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
This the Windy City Prince, Young J Static, and you are now tuned in to the hottest, and I mean the hottest, late night on the net with DJ Donnie B, the lovely Miss LG, along with John Williams, bringing you the most current news on the B97. Let's get it.
Pretty Hustlers Entertainment presents The Black Widow with her new single, Tonight, featuring Wax and Zaya. Also, Freaky Side, featuring Lil Zane and Zaya. Buy now on iTunes and Amazon. Visit the website, www.prettyhustlersent.com, and Twitter, at Only Black Widow.
You're listening to the best gospel radio station, powered by Crikey.com. Streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with...
Man, it is definitely going down right here on the all-new Donnie B radio show. Want to say a big shout-out to everybody that's out there listening to it. It is official 30 after the hour, 12:30 Central Standard Time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. The weather is looking a hot mess outside. Right now, it's drizzling outside the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. It's cold as hell outside to me, man. I was talking to one guy. He was telling me, no, it ain't great cool out there, man. But I don't know about y'all, but it's cold to me. Matter of fact, I need to be in the studio trying to put the air on or something. All right, y'all, man. We got more music coming up right here on the All New Donnie B Radio Show. Definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to us. Shout out to all the independent artists out there that's doing it real big out there, man. It's definitely going down right here. And if you're an independent artist out there, you got some new music, give us a call, 347-989-1725. You can also reach your boy personal cell phone. Yeah, I said it. Personal cell phone. All you got to do is give him a call at 682-561-9837. 682-561-9837. Holla at your boy, Donnie B. What we got to do right now, man, we're going to take it to some more mix. We're going to the mix right now, man. Shout out to all the independent artists. And a big shout out to Miss E. Happy birthday to Miss E. Miss Eve is doing it real big. And a big shout out to my boy, Jordan, doing this damn thing. Shout out to everybody out there checking us out. It's definitely going down. If you got a birthday shout out, if you want to shout out to somebody, give me a call, 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. Let us know what's going down with y'all, man. And, you know, I just want to talk to the people today. I want to see what you guys are doing. Like I said, we're going to be bringing in different guests to come on the program on this from 12 to 2. And, you know, we're just going to be doing our damn thing, y'all. Like everybody else, we're doing their damn thing. And that's what it's all about, y'all. It's all about the community. And we're going to be doing a lot of different stuff, man. So shout out to all the independent artists and stuff. And what we're about to do right now is go ahead on and take it to the mix. Let's go to the mix, y'all. It's going down. Donnie B, we in the building. 347-989-1725, baby. It's going down.
What is this?
Maybach music. DJ Gemini in the building, y'all. Y'all hit it first, baby.
Why not live with the drive to inspire? My ambition is flawless. Lord, this is Porsche, but this is about this Benz, you did. Pass you the light, Rosé.
DJ Gemini, DJ. Keep it tuned with the mix, you heard?
I appreciate the opportunity. Something special, man.
600 Benz, that was 600 grand. That was 6 years ago. Whip come from Japan, I get that work on my face.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. Coming up in a few minutes, man, we're going to be checking in with our boy, Skip Flanagan, man. We'll be checking in live with him coming up less than 5 minutes right here on the All New Thunder Beat Radio, live on Blog Talk, baby.
Boy, Wale, real, what a total blowing bomb, hey. I just tell CJ, keep on rolling, that's my shorty. Send it out, you ain't seeing through. All black, everything. This like a HBCU. Maybach Music, major moves. I'm saving major loot. I make my old, buy me all the latest shoes. One whip, this ain't enough. I just ain't 33. You only have a W without a second V. Gotta be dreaming. I gotta be chosen. Shorty, when I was 20, I had a Camry and tokens, but now I'm okay. I got my shit together. Rose told me keep on working, shawty, you'll be rich forever. Ever. Forever my endeavors. And I sever my opponents. I'm cold like it's in Denver. The dilemma is, you think I got no conscience. You think I'm just a flaunt. And I'm honest about conscience.
600 Benz, that was 600 grand. That was 6 years ago. Whips come from Japan. I get that work on my face. I get that work on my face. Hey.
Boy, 600 Benz, condo 600 grand. I got 1200 kicks, them straight from Japan. My ambition is wicked, I put that on my hand.
I get that work on my face,
I put that stuff on my man. Boy,
depending on how I feel, easy to dance. I'm only dealing with you, nothing to do with your man. Growing your plans, it's best to do what you can. I'm up to 600 bricks, started with 200 grams. Hand to hand in the cold, pockets on hella swole. I was breaking them down, now I'm selling them whole. Work straight out the kitchen, ain't no competition. You just shut up and listen, if you can complete the mission. Know you want me to fall, I don't do nothing but fall. You heard I was in jail, well I just came from the mall. I'm on my way to the jeweler, about to cop me a Mueller. Keep the digital ruler, and arms limp.
Hey,
money. Now it's go hard thriller. After I count it all up, I'ma go to the dealer and get a
600 Benz, that was 600 grand. That was 6 years ago. Whips come from Japan. I get that work on my face. I get that work on my face.
Real quick, if anybody want to go out there and pick up that book, man, kind of give that information out real quick. Yeah, that book is going to, it's at Amazon.com. The name of that book is Your Only Choice is to Become Rich. You know what I'm saying? It targets anybody that wants to take their thinking up to a higher level. It talks about anybody that's been held down, held back, whatever the case may be. You know, this book tries to inspire you to go to that other level, man. You know, when people don't want to open doors, you have to open your own doors. You know
I
want to
ask you, man, you know what, that's a good thing. I want to ask you this real quick, man. How have that book helped you? I mean, sometimes we have to practice what we preach, man. So how's the book actually helped you to get where you going, where you trying to get to? Let's talk about that.
Oh, it definitely has. You know what I'm saying? Everything that I talk about in that book, when I talk about doors being closed, you know, I want to be entertained a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't look at me like they're type of entertainer, you know what I'm saying? I'm not willing to do some of the things that a lot of people do to get to the top. So, you know, it's my inspiration. It's my blueprint, man. Every time I look up, I have to go back and read some of the chapters in there and just kind of keep motivated, you know, on this journey that I'm on right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be the one that's opening the doors. So, you know, a lot of people don't like my spirit because I'm just a boss, man, you know what I'm saying? And I don't believe in, you know, kissing up to people. I believe in getting exactly what people deserve. If I'm qualified,
right,
you know, give me the opportunity. Don't make me beg. You know, give me the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, you know what? Man, you make a – I like what you're saying, man. You make a good point, man, because especially all the young people out here that's listening to this program, that's up-and-coming artists out there, people that are trying to get their acting on, you have to understand, dealing with Hollywood can be a hot mess. I'm going to be honest with you. Dealing with Hollywood can be a hot mess because you're dealing with so many different crooked people in Hollywood, man. Let's talk about that, man. Why is it so important for these young people to do their research and not just go for just know anything? It's all kind of stuff. Sex. You got to have sex with somebody to get to the top. And you shouldn't even have to go through that, man. Let's talk about that real quick.
Right, and it's exactly why did I do what I do, because we don't have any outlets that allow us to actually be who we are. You know, everything that we get through Hollywood is, you know, hey, you got to give up this thing, you got to do this thing. Every time you listen to somebody in Hollywood talk about opportunity, they always say we have to give up something, and most of the time it's our soul. So, you know, I'm not into compromising my soul to reach a pinnacle of my dream. You know, if I'm talented, you know, hey, give me the opportunity to show that I'm talented, and, you know, I let that be. But I'm not willing to do a lot of the things that the Hollywood actually requires for you to be successful in that way, monetarily. So we have to have the Donnie B and those other outlets so that we can actually be ourselves and represent ourselves in a positive way.
Let me ask you this, man. What do you think is going on with that, man? When you see people out there selling their souls with the looming line, and when you see people out there selling sex just to get to the next level, what's the first thing going to your mind about that, man? Let's talk about that real quick, man, because I think the young people need to know that it's more to it. I had one guy tell me maybe about a month and a half ago and say that, man, he is so desperate to get to Hollywood that he do almost anything. Is it necessary even to do that? Do you have to do that to get to the next level, man? Let's talk about that. Because some of these hip-hop artists are willing to do whatever it takes to get their name out there. Should they be doing that? Let's talk about that.
You know, they definitely should be doing it, but, you know, when you look at, you know, who's getting paid for doing what, you know, nobody's financing the dreams of the good guy, you know, somebody that's doing something good or something positive. So when you see that the only people that are getting paid are the negative people, then that is just, say, a youngster that, you know, needs money or looks for approval to do something like that. So, you know, I don't look for approval. I just look to, you know, play my own role, so I'm not selling out. You know, left out of it. Hello? Thank you.
time, man. We're back. Skip, I don't know what happened, man. I said, I don't know what happened, man. You can tell when
you're
talking about something, you can tell
where
the devil
busy,
man.
Yeah, he's always busy, but I'm good at going with the beat, so you know what I'm saying? I can always kind of go with the beat, man. That's no big deal.
Man, that you know what? I'm gonna keep it real. That's Blog Talk. Something don't happen. Well, they kick me off the airplane. I must have been saying so I ain't got no business saying.
Hey, you know what? You know, that's our lives, man. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard for us to reach through that door, man, in a positive light, man. I'm telling you, man. But guess what? Skip Lang is never giving up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be a positive television station, a positive radio guy, regardless of whatever else is out there.
Already, man. That's what's up, y'all. For those who just now tuned in to us, in spite of the craziness that just happened right here, man, we're talking to my main man, Skip Flanagan, one of the hardest working brothers, I mean, in show business, man, from writing a book to being an actor, you name it, radio talk show host, he doing this damn thing. you doing your damn thing, man. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about, man. So what's next for you, man? What's next for the hardest working man in show business, man? What's next for you?
Well, you know, we're about to reach the pinnacle. You know, this is the hard part for everybody that's been keeping up with Skip Flanagan. This is the hardest part that I'll ever go through, because guess what? The movie is the last part of my life, you know what I'm saying? I've done everything in life a brother can ask himself to do. So with this movie that's about to come up, man, hey, they're going to just say what? You just don't want to see him with it, because guess what? He done did everything, you know what I'm saying? So you just don't like Skip Flanagan, because guess what? That's the last phase of this big old journey. But I have a lot of other things that I'm going to do, but that movie is going to be the climax of this entertainment thing.
But wait a minute, let me ask you this, man. How can a brother like Donnie B get to be part of your movie? let me get my movie out, man. Let me get my acting out. Go ahead, man.
You know, you're more than welcome to be in any project or any movie that I have, man. I'm still waiting to come down there to Dallas, man. I got to get to Dallas, man. And I
got
to
bring you down.
In Dallas, man, because those people in Dallas showed me a bunch of love, man. So,
oh, yeah.
To touch it down in Dallas.
Man, you know we got to get you down here, man. Definitely want to say shout out to you, man, because you've been doing a lot of different stuff, man. And you know, we down here. We got you down here, man. We got you down here, man. What you think about that?
Hey, man, I know it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, even after I got through with the sabotage of this lady in Houston this weekend, I said, man, you know what? It's best that I just leave, man, town with all this hate and all these people trying to sabotage. And it just let me know I got to really be on top of my game when I'm taking it to this next level, because even though we think people are on our side, man, a lot of people are not. So we just have to go what we love, man. And I know it's love in Dallas and some more.
Man, but you know what, man? I don't got to the point because I'm feeling the same thing you feeling, man. I've got to the point now, man, people ain't going to like you for this, people ain't going to like it. It's going to always be something that people ain't going to like you for. I've got to the point like, okay, you talk about Jesus Christ, you're going to talk about me.
Exactly. And that's what's going on right now, man. It's so much hate in the air, man. It's so many people that are upset about their own situation until they can't stand to see somebody else, you know, with anything positive going on. So I'm fighting the devil. I'm fighting the devil every second right now. You know what I'm saying? But
man, me and you both is, man. It's so funny you say that, man, because, you know, I just started being part of this after-school program. And I tell you what, man, you got some people saying, hey, we like you doing working with the kids. And then you got the mother, of course, you got the mother damn fools out there that's saying, hey, you know what? You hollering at the kid. I'm like, shut the hell up. If the kid was happy, I mean, because you got to understand, you can't be, I ain't trying to be funny, but you can't be like the kid. You can't say,
you being bad? You're being good kid. Be good kid.
You got to.
Everybody been want to be kids' friends for too long, man. Kids is about discipline, man. You're not supposed
man,
to
that's
be
right.
That friend, man. You got to discipline them. You got to teach them. You're not there to
man,
be their
friend. One dude, you ain't going to believe this, man. One dude told me I was being too hard on the kids. I'm like, being too hard? Come on now. What you mean I'm being too hard on the kids?
You're being too hard, you're fussing at them.
I said, man, it's not called fussing. It's called you have to raise your voice a little bit so you can get these kids to understand. Because if you said that, man, you told me this from the beginning, man, it was going to happen. You told me this was going to happen. You just said, don't be mad. They're going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, that's the new society. You can't pal them, you know what I'm saying, but you can at least holler at them, you know what
right.
I'm saying, and try to, you know, instill some fear in them. But, you know, a lot of people just, you know, just believe in, you know, being friendly with the kid, not teaching
right.
them,
yeah.
allowing them to, you know, do what they want to do, you know, letting them run the school instead of you running the school. So, you know, that's where we at.
I tell you what, man, you are so right about that, and that's why I got to the point, because from talking to the people, my job, and talking to everybody, a lot of people said, man, they think I'm doing a great job with the kids and keep doing what I'm doing with the kids. And, you know, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, okay, the parents is happy, the kids is happy, because if they wasn't happy, they wouldn't keep coming back to the program. Because it's not like you have to be forced to come to the program. You're welcome to come to the program, and you don't have to come to the program. So it's like, okay, the kids, they got an option. You can come to the program and be part of it, or you don't have to. So evidently I must be doing something right, because all the kids are coming back, and they're satisfied every day, even the kids that I kind of fuss at.
Oh, yeah. One thing about a kid likes it when you correct them or you chastise them, you know what I'm saying? A lot of adults don't understand that, you know, and I used to teach school. You know, they love to be told what to do. They seek you out for advice, you know, even though they had a little kid spirit where it seems like they're being rebellious. Some of them love that attention of you just being there to tell them what to do, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Well, man, that's what's wrong. I think that's what's wrong with our society now, is that we don't have enough discipline going on. And since they took her out of school, no discipline in school, and what else they gonna do? You know, what's next for our young people? We gotta save our young people, and that's what I like about the program, the after school program we got, because man, that's what it's all about, saving our program. Man, I'm gonna let you go, because we got another guest. This is calling in. We're gonna be talking to Chill Mo, who just got off a gospel station interview. He's been on the interview all morning long, man. He's gonna be live with us. He got a big event coming up. He's asking all the ministers, the community, to support this project. So we're going to be talking to him coming up next, man. You got anything else you want to say, Skip?
No, much love, Donnie B. I appreciate you, man. Can't wait to get to Dallas, man. You know, tell everybody I'm coming, man. Regardless, man, I'll be there, you know, real soon, man. You just keep your head up, Donnie B, and keep doing you.
Man, alright, man, that's what's up, man. That's our boy Skip Flanagan, one of the hardest working men. Y'all make sure y'all support this brother, his book. Again, man, one more time, man, give out information about your book, man.
Yeah, you can get that book at Amazon.com. The name of that book is Your Only Choice Is to Become Rich. You know what I'm saying? Grab that right now. Also, get my album Chocolate City. It's on iTunes as well, man. Support Skip Flanagan. Go to YouTube also, man. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Skip Flanagan, and the movie is coming soon, My Son's Dream.
And as soon as the movie comes out, man, make sure you call back into the show and let us know, man, so we can self-promote it for you.
All right, we'll do, Donnie B. I really appreciate you, bro.
All right, y'all. Skip Flanagan right here, man. Doing the real big. Everyone say a big shout-out to my boy. Coming up next, we got Chill Mo live with us right here. We're going to take a quick station break. We'll be right back. Donnie B. Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet. DJ Dan Loaf on the track.
Yeah.
It's like 1993, I was born from you. Your first son to the world, I was a little youngin'. You told me all the nurses were surrounded around me. They say that I was a blessing, you was truly happy. Years later, I grew up. I was a very, very, very bad boy. You punished me. I learned my lesson. That ass whooping was a good choice. I'm grown now. I'm 18. I'm doing music in the industry. I love you. You love me. I hurt you. You hurt me. I'm very sorry. I feel bad. I start the way. I'm very mad. You calm it down. Don't worry about it. Don't cry, boy. These things happen. You raised me. You fed me. You bought me things I don't mean. I'm very lucky to have you. You gotta know I love you. Chris discovered my music. I'm going to El Paso, Texas. Then I'm getting engaged. I hope you get this message. He trying to make me be. Send me places I want to be. He trying to make me famous. That's what I want to be. Even if I make it big, I'ma take you places you never been. Like Dallas or New York or LA or Kansas. Fight things you never had. And don't you dare say no, cause you've been working mighty hard. And yes, I feel like you do desire me. Yeah, you thought that I was gonna be nothing. I blew to you, I'm gonna be something. I love you, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at the love me and you, yeah. You cry for me and I cry for you, you hurt for me and I hurt for you. I love you, yeah. Look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at the love me and you, yeah. Head all the way down this. Not paying that child support, I really think he careless. I really think the nigga care about them kids in Texas. He don't know he got a kid almost famous. And my brother KJ, he argue a lot, but I do love him. He just get angry a lot. And my big brother Dre, yes, we are the same. Two different skills, got a different face. Back to my mother, I don't need another. She's the only one I got. And of course my brother, don't forget myself that. Yes, he is a real father, like the real thing. I call her a real father. Mom, you got that back pain. Wanna take you to a spa so we can heal again. Yeah, you know you need it. Yeah, I know you do. I hate to see you walk, it really hurts you. We gonna see the world a way you never seen it. Fly you off to Paris, I would take you this evening. Take you out to eat, take you so fancy. Don't even tell me no, cause I really truly think you do desire. Yeah, you thought that I was gonna be nothing. I booty, I'm gonna be something. I love you. Look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom. Look at the love in you, yeah. Look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at you, mom, look at that love me.
That's right, y'all. Look at me. Y'all ready for this right here on the Y'all New Dunny B Radio Show. It's going down on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It is official 59 after the hour, 12:59 Central Standard Time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Oh, my goodness, man. I want to say a big shout-out to Skip Flanagan for calling in, and also a shout-out to everybody else out there. Chris Kelly, who called in. Y'all, make sure y'all check him out on SV Mix Radio tonight. He got a very special guest calling in, man. Definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us. And don't y'all forget, man, it is cold outside the Dallas Fort Worth area. It is official, man, partly cloudy. 20% chance for more rain coming up this afternoon. Right now, it is official. 56 degrees in the Dallas Fort Worth. It's only supposed to be a high of 60 degrees in the Dallas Fort Worth area. So, man, make sure that y'all be careful. What we're going to do right now, we're about to go live to the phone lines. We got our main man. He's been all over the radio, all over the place today, man. Chill Mo live with us. Man, working hard in the community. Good afternoon, man. Welcome to the All New Dynamite Radio Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. What's going down, man?
Well, you know, it's always great to be with my main man, Donnie B, in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Man, I'm just humbled to be on your show, the great Donnie B show.
What more, man, you've been busy, man. Let's talk about what you've been promoting, man. What's going on with you, man? How did the gospel station come out? Let's talk about Heaven 97 with my main man, Robert.
Well, it went real well. I just got off that interview with Robert to share with the listeners there about this whole International Stop the Violence campaign, how it began, and how it's evolving into today, until February the 24th, when it's going to be one of the most important days in the history of this country and the history of the world. So it was
right.
A great old brother, Robert. Yes, yes, it did.
Did you get a lot of phone calls on that?
I don't know. You know, as soon as I hung up with him, I called the great Donnie B, and so we haven't had a chance to see yet. But one interview to the next, and it's, I started out this morning in Baltimore, then I went to Lynchburg, and then I went to Uniontown, then it was Robert Ashley, then it's the great Donnie B. And so,
after that
it's Warm Springs, Oregon, and so we just gonna keep it moving.
Wow, man. So you're definitely doing it, man. So let's talk about, kind of tell my listeners, man, because we have a lot of listeners tuning into the live broadcast, but we also have more listeners that tune into the archive. So we got a lot of people right now listening to the podcast of this show right now. It's not live on certain on the podcast, but we got a lot of people listening on the podcast, man. So kind of tell the listeners from all across the country, man, what's getting ready to take place, man. And how can they get involved in what you're doing?
Well, let's backtrack just a little bit. We started this International Stop the Violence campaign in January of 2012, and as we started out, I was on a great station in Selma, WBSD, and I asked the program director about, and I want everybody to take notes, about playing the song that has dedicated to Dr. King called Fight for Your Rights. For those people out there, I want you to go to YouTube, put in Chili Most, that's Chilimost, Fight for Your Rights, see the video, put it on your Facebook, and share it with all your friends. So I asked him, was he going to play this song in his dedication to Dr. King? And he said, Chili, we're going to play that. He said, but certainly, he said, one block down the street, there's a funeral home, and last weekend there were 17 young men in one weekend, Donnie B., waiting to be buried. He said, do you have a song, Stop the Violence? I think we should start a movement. And since that time, I've been on over 300 interviews on radio shows, over 200 million listeners talking about two things, stop the violence and fight for your rights, both inspired by one of the greatest Americans this country has ever produced, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who stood for nonviolence but died for people's rights. And I asked the great minister a couple months ago, Reverend Jacob Davis, is it true that ministers believe in the Ten Commandments and thou shalt not kill? He said, certainly. I said, well, I should have no problem getting ministers of all ages, races, genders, and religions to preach the sermon Stop the Violence, because it goes hand in hand. And I put it off with truth today. January the 13th is just passed. We had ministers in 57 countries preaching Stop the Violence in honor of Dr. King. And so with that momentum, we said we would move on and celebrate Black History Month as we celebrate all the black heroes and sheroes who've done great contributions from the beginning of time until today. What better way than to get ministers of all races, ages, genders, and religions all around the world to preach the sermon Stop the Violence. And so on February the 24th, ministers all the way back to Africa, because yes, Johnny B., since I talked to you last, the International Stop the Violence campaign has moved to Africa. And so we're going to get ministers all around the world on February the 24th to preach this sermon. And it's going to be one of the greatest days in history of this country, because it's not going to be about race. It's not going to be about politics. It's just going to be about the word of God and stopping this violence. And I think it's going to be a great day as we move forward, my brother.
Let me ask you this, man, because we definitely need to start doing something, man. But we're seeing too many young people getting killed, suicidal. All this is going on, man. What can the community do to try to kind of stop this? And we know Obama has got a big conference coming up, a big press conference coming up tonight, and he's going to be mentioning about the young girl that was shot by a gang member in Chicago. Let's talk about that real quick, man, because that's making news all across the country about what just happened in Chicago. And how can we work together as a community to make a difference, especially with the violence that's happening all across the country, man, with the gang members, not only with the gang members, but violence, period. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, as I ask, I'll just talk about it this way. As I ask the ministers to come to stand with one accord and preach the sermon Stop the Violence, I know it's going to be a great breakthrough, healing, and deliverance for victims of crime and violence all around the world. And I'm asking ministers around this country, if they have relationships with members of gangs, to ask them to turn to church on that day. Because I'm in Los Angeles, and there's over 300 gangs here. And I asked the young men, why do you join gangs? And they said, we're looking for a home that we didn't have at home. And so We want them to enjoy the new game, and that's God's game too. We're all connected. Don't wait for violence knock on your door before you become involved. What affects me in Los Angeles affects Donnie B in Dallas. What affects Donnie B in Dallas affects Reverend Virgil Wood in Houston. What affects him affects Bishop Hayes in Denver. So we're all connected, and I think that what it is, Donnie B, is it starts at home. There's been a breakdown of the family structure. Starts at home. And so we must get men to start being fathers to their children, number one. We must get the family structure back together. But let me just say this about President Obama tonight talking about gun control and assault weapons. Of course I'm against assault weapons. Anybody would be against assault weapons. But let me just say this. If we don't change the mindset of people to learn how to agree, to disagree in a nonviolent way, to live for another day and change the mindset of young people and adults, then we can change the mindset of all humanity. Then any law that you make, you can make $100 and it'll just be ink on a piece of paper. And so there's a frequency. Just like when I was on Robert Addison's show today, you go to 970 AM, there's a frequency of crime and violence in the hearts and minds of people today. And we must change that frequency into a frequency of love. And Bishop Hayes Phillips said that, and who marched with Dr. King, he said God through Dr. King, but nonviolence to the consciousness of people all around the world. And he said, God through Chili Moe brought the answer to Dr. King, which is in love with love, because God is love. And so Stop the Violence, the theme song is from my CD, In Love with Love, which is about healing hearts, healing souls, healing relationships, and healing all humanity. And so this is what this is about, changing the mindset of all of humanity. We must change the mindset of the brothers in the barbershop. We must change the mindset of the sisters at the beauty salon. We must change the mindset of the brothers and sisters who go to the liquor stores, to the brothers who hang out at the pool hall, to the young people, to the recreation centers, to the pimps and prostitutes on the streets, to the crackheads, to the drug addicts, to the alcoholics, to the brothers who hang out on the corner. We must change the mindset of people who face violence every day. And once we change the mindset of the people, we will change the mindset of all humanity. I'm not chilling most in Los Angeles. That would be you chilling most down there in Dallas. Robert Ash is chilling most. Reverend Virgil Wood in Houston is chilling most. Bishop Hayes Phillips is chilling most. The great Paul Moffat is chilling most. The great minister, Reverend Kenneth Sharp, and Pastor Al Cooking Brothers is chilling most. The people are chilling most. The Courtney D. Hubbard in Lynchburg is chilling most. Evangelist Shirley Page is chilling most. The people are chilling most. And we must change the mindset of the people. And then we can change the mindset of all humanity, Tanya.
I've got to ask you this, though, man. How do you change the mindset of the people? Because, you know, you got to understand, certain people are going to be what they are. So do we start with the young generation? Do we start with the four and up generation teaching them?
But, you know, any movement, if you learn from history, starts with young people. Dr. King was 26 when he started his civil rights. And the young people in grade school, junior high school, and college students is the one that really fueled that movement. And so we must take the education.
Hold that thought real quick. All right, y'all, man. For those who just now tuning in to us right here on the Y'all News Dunnaby Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, we are live worldwide right now. And we're talking to my main man, Tim Moe. And he's talking about a big event coming up. And he's also giving us, you know, talking to us about the mindset. How do we change the mindset of our African-American
not just African America, but everybody. How do we change the mindset of the people in our community? And that's what we're talking to live right now, is Chimo.
All right, Chimo, go ahead and go back to say what you were saying. You want to let everybody know that just not tuning in to us.
So when you change the mindset, first, there's a thing called conflict resolution. And I think that conflict resolution should be a part of the educational curriculum. You go to school, you get math, you get English, you get history, you get science. Why not have a class called conflict resolution so young people can learn from preschool, maybe in elementary school, learn how to agree to disagree at a young age. And then you have to put things in place that's going to work. Now, for instance, I've been talking about three things this year: education, jobs, and poverty. Education, jobs, and poverty. so if we can change the inadequate public education and we can get the job situation in place, those are the two solutions to poverty. So if any time, if you look at any high crime area, you'll see two things. You'll see low education and high unemployment. So if we turn those things around, we'll turn around the poverty situation. And so that's what this is about. Anytime we take take our jobs out of the community and put in drugs and drugs, and put drugs and drugs, we'll be under poverty. So that's how we can change the mindset, Donnie B.
Wow, man, that's very interesting, man, what you're saying, man. And again, everybody needs to be part of this, man. We all need to come together and make something out of this, man. We need to have everybody to be part of this, because I think what you're saying is very important, and if we can get more people to agree with what you're saying, man, that's the most important thing, man. I tell you what, man, we definitely want to thank you, man, for calling into the program, man. Do you want to give out a phone number or some kind of email for those who are tuning in to us right now, man?
Yeah, let me just say this. In the theme song, Stop the Violence, I talk about gangbangers, African brothers, Latino brothers, Asian brothers, and Muslims. We all talk to one another. So we can reach out to Chillin' Most Fight. Take the video, put it on your Facebook pages, and for ministers out there listening, you can call me directly at 323-983-1135 with the great Donnie B, my main man in Dallas. Go on, Donnie B. We'll talk to me now.
Man, I tell you what, man, we definitely appreciate you for calling in through the number one program right here across the country, man, and everybody listen to us on the podcast right here, man. And again, y'all need to go out and support this brother, man. He's doing it for the whole entire country, man, the whole entire world, trying to make a difference in our community, man. And that's what it's all about, man. You got a phone number you want to give out real quick?
Yeah, you can reach the Chili Most at chilimostmusic.com, imnuz.com, or 323-983-1135. Go to the website. I have a CD out called In Love With Love on iTunes, Chili Most In Love With Love, which is about healing hearts, healing souls, healing relationships, and healing all humanity. Go to YouTube, put in Chili Most Fight for Your Rights, see the video, share it with your friends on Facebook. And once again, that's chilimostmusic.com, imnuz.com with the great Paula Moffitt, 323-983-1135. That's 323-983-1135. And so this is Chili Most from 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. Donnie B.
All right, y'all hear it first, right here. We're going back into the mix. It is official 13 after the hour, 113, Dallas, Fort Worth, Central Standard Time, man. And we're going to talk about some weather, and we're going to talk about Beyonce. What the hell is really going on with Beyonce, y'all? We'll be right back, baby. It's going down. Donnie B. We in the building. We'll be right back.
Tunnel 600 grand. I got 1200 kicks. Them straight from Japan. My ambition is wicked. I put that shit on my hand. I did that work on my face. I put that shit on my man. Boy, Wale. Real, what a total blowing bomb. Hey, I just tell CJ keep on rolling. That's my shorty. Send it out. You ain't seeing through. All black. Everything. This shot like a HBCU. Maybach, you just made a move. I'm saving major loot. I make my old buy me all the latest shoes. One whip, this ain't enough. I just ain't 33. You only half a W without a second V. Gotta be dreaming. I gotta be chosen. Shawty, when I was 20, I had a Camry and tokens, but now I'm okay. I got my dick together. Rose told me keep on working, Shawty. You be rich forever. Ever. Forever my endeavors. And I sever my opponents. I'm cold like it's in Denver. The dilemma is, you think I got no conscience? You think I'm just there flossing on rocks? About conscience. 600 Benz, that was 600 grand. That was 6 years ago. Whip come from Japan. I get that work on my face. I get that work on my face. Hey. Boy, 600 bands, condo 600 grand. I got 1200 kicks, them straight from Japan. My ambition is wicked, I put that shit on my head. I get that work on my face, I put that shit on my man. Boy,
depending on how I feel, easy to dance. I'm only dealing with you, nothing to do with your man. Ruin your plans, it's best to do what you can. I'm up to 600 bricks, started with 200 grand. Hand to hand in the cold, pocket.
now I'm selling them whole. Work straight out the kitchen, ain't no competition. You can shut up and listen, and you can complete the mission. You know you want me to fall, I don't do nothing but fall. You heard I was in jail, well I just came from the mall. I'm on my way to the jeweler, about to cop me a Mueller. Keep the digital ruler, arms limp with the ruler. Life is when I feel her, ain't nobody iller. But Eco Godzilla, catch me flowing vanillas. Used to be blood money, now it's so hard thriller. After I count it all up, I'ma go to the dealer and get her.
600 Benz, power 600 grand. That was 6 years ago. Whip come from Japan, I get that work on my face. I get that work on my face.
Listening to us. You got a shout out, give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725, baby. It's going down.
Smoking and sipping spades, pistol tucked in my Louis, heated up like I'm way. don't do LeBron's. Kobe up on the weekend. Jordan's Monday through Friday, especially when I'm freezing. Them cool braids, that's Monday. Them Space Jams, that's Tuesday. Them Spike Lee's on Wednesday. 23's on my bench. You know I love them sixes, especially on my 13s in the spandex on Thursday. It's your birthday, it's Friday. I ain't lying. King of Diamonds, I'm in heaven, red bone. Popping on my black and red 11s, patent leather when I step in. You know what I'm reppin'. S double O, W double O. Black number 4s, I don't get it from the store. What's up? All I know is bottles and rockin' chains. Bottles and rockin' chains. Bottles and rockin' chains. Bottles and rockin' chains. Winning and getting money. Winning and getting money. Winning and getting money. Winning and getting money.
Bottles and rockin' chains, bottles and rockin' chains, bottles and rockin' chains. DJ Germanite, keep it tuned with the mix. You heard you. I put footprints in them couches, I put so much in my two-step. Put on for my city, I ain't got no choice but to rip. I put straight shots in their hand, make pretty girls do the ugly face. And they just put my tongue on, move back, I need ugly space like, hey, hey. Then it's right back to my mugging face. Said, put the out, CBMU bugging face. We walked in, won some. Bottles pop like we won some. Raise the glass for everybody.
That's yeah, that's right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down. It's 22 after the hour, baby. We live in the mix. I want to say a shout out to everybody listening to us on Facebook. Oh, my goodness, man. Facebook is crazy right about now. And it's definitely going down, baby. We're going to be here all the way up until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And so if you got a shout out or anything, all you got to do is shout out to us at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, baby. We live in the mix right here on the Y'all Know Dunny B Radio, baby. This is how we get down. We ain't playing. It's going down. Shout out 347-989-1725. Well, we're famous, DJ Dunny B. It's going down, baby.
Headshots, that's insane, you win. Yeah, yo, Chuck, these, you know who, B.I.R.U., Killer B.
Bottles and rockin' chains, bottles and rockin' chains, bottles and rockin' chains.
Young Moolah, baby.
Winning and getting money, winning and getting money, winning and getting money. Bottles and rockin' chains, bottles and rockin' chains, bottles and rockin' chains. Bottles and rockin' chains.
Santana, what's up?
Out, gang.
Lucky, you got a shotty. Go.
Half a million in the bag.
Put the money in the
system. Philly, they would say I'm in my bag.
Meet what up?
Quarter million with the paper tag.
Girl.
And I keep that 9 million playing on the tag. Condo in Miami, that's my favorite pad. Watch a Rondo versus Miami, he just made it bad. Got a coupe when we racing past. Body stupid, what a crazy ass. High heels, red bottles. And I miss my nips, so for real affairs, got him. He do 130, pray for 65%. Hit a car dirty, but you know I'm riding back.
Still rockin' big chains, boy.
Yep.
Who wanna hear that chopper make noise? I'm smoking dope straight out of gas mask. It's Big B's, not Trey, Billy Vedder. I'm selling, what's the quote? I match that.
What?
Matter of fact, I got them for half that. How many mug shots they gon' take of me?
How many?
Before they understand, they ain't gon' pin the case on me. Cause stay rolled up, pocket full of bags.
Germanite,
stay slow, but
with my hood, come and block a bush. Get your head knocked down for a couple of bands. And hit the fans, my youngest, let them blam. told them keep shooting, don't stop and let them down. We got automatic big like Call of Duty. Keep it G, put the turf, that's my Call of Duty. Fly under, rob you with some Louis. Went up on my bus, got burned, now he tryna sue me. Bring my brother Gucci and my new Boosie. I swear to God, my life is like a fucking movie. The bar, we just wanna bow. Jelly, we get a card, don't know what it's called. Foul, but the referees don't get involved. It's the finals, and my dogs came to take it all. With that, I'm the prime. Quarter milli for my car, and that's on the crime. You running with me, or you better run some time for you. You know who number one. Deep all on my dick. Is it all in my side? They say my heart and my sick. This for the healthy Chappelle. This is 10 million flips. No, you talk. 20 million off the rip. The definition of boss. She can tell how I'm fouling. That I'm just getting started. Yeah, I took an advance. Put 20 keys in the project. Had to school my lieutenant how to make my deposits. Die every time that chopper come out the closet. And I pride myself, I'm getting money in the street. I ride myself, I'm the one you gotta see. I bring it straight to yourself. Do you like your Manolo? When you flashing that money, them people flashing your photo. No, I'm throwing these bras, cause I'm flashy. Five lives in maze, my crib nastiest. My money on another level. My money on another level. She's an ordinary.
Hating with them. That's a flag of fire. I'm posted with that chain of white smoke and say it's yeah. When play, I want to say it's talking foul. I tell my shooters, go and get them, they gon' make a cow. Riding in a wheel of fortune, and I made a vow. I won't ever let these rappers take a style. My dogs ride a chop and bricks, and then they take a vow. Throw a banana in the AK, and I make it smile. Bah. They gripping on these rookie out of year. It's ordinary on these. Since then I heard that they be hating, I ain't tripping on these. Make it rain all on them. Have it tripping on these. Yeah, Louis Vuitton kicks. Gave my ball sneaks. 30-pound Michael Jordans, what they cost me. Louis Vuitton kicks. That gave my ball sneaks. 30-pound Michael Jordans, what they cost me.
My money on another level. My money on another level. She's ordinary.
My track got up. Jumping till it need a crutch. Got birds flying around like Mr. 23 himself. You wanna eat, I got the food. Now come and see the chef. We ain't playing by the rules. Mr. Tooley on the ref. Sort of fine line. Paying high by the eye now. When I get a duke and only three numbers to dial now. Skunk screaming loud, trying to speak a whole sound now. My heart's so hard, the cookie need a power drive. I'm triple A arrogant attitude. Piling down south right on our last avenue. Just do that in, gotta kill a fit in. Nobody I can move it. If he can bring the LeBron's 501s, white tee, hood rich. I got Philly the suit, and they want a hood. And the whip, the color, yeah, yo, and that motherfucker form. Whip, the color, yeah, yo, and that motherfucker form.
My money on another level. My money on another level. She's an ordinary. Woo! Yo, she's an ordinary. My money on another level. My money on another level.
cruise. Ice that, okay, cool. Sure, I don't know, I keep that tune. They racks on racks, I'm off the phone. Outside the globe, you know, TV. And when you look, you see what I see. Hey, man, they wish they were me. Watch me, watch me, watch me. Rain too big from a muff jean jeans. I'm so fly, I don't even got rings. I have real low, they blame it on the beer. Don't cut up, got lean on lean. That shoe box, box, over with. Spin on the red, won't notice it. My bank account comes out over it. Racks on racks on racks.
Youngest fish convertible in the high seat, a hard time. I hit one button, my roof open like a hard spot. Make me throw my diamonds, selling. My life was hard now. Had so much success around it. I take my heart out. Yeah, tonight's a weekend. Every day's a Friday night. Ain't seen nothing yet. This is my Friday night. 87 bricks now. Yeah, I'm talking 30 racks. All I thought is thunder. What's 27?
I got that boy, don't jump. I can see my pain.
Yeah, that's right. It's definitely going down. I want to tell a big shout out to everybody after listening to us right here, baby. And I tell you what, it is official 31 after the hour right here. We got less than 28 minutes left before we be getting ready to get up out of here. Definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. We're not going yet, y'all, so don't go anywhere. We're going to go to some more joints right here. We're going to go to this one. It's called East Coast by my boy Stone. You heard it first. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Elton John.
Love, 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 love.
More music, 24 hours a day. The competition has taken notice.
Oh, my God.
Good luck keeping up with us, amateurs.
I'm Beyonce.
It's all today's music.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera.
No better place on the radio.
Keep this station locked on.
Yeah, that's right, child. Definitely keep this station locked in to the hottest new radio show across the country from 12 to 2, which is world famous DJ Dunny B. And then we want to say a big shout out to everybody out there who's been checking us out, man. And what we're about to do right now, we're about to get ready and go to some more music. Coming up next after this music, we're going to get into some quick celebrity gossip, celebrity news. The Grammys. What y'all think about the Grammys? We're going to talk about that. And, oh, my goodness, man, we're just going to talk about a lot of different craziness that's happening in the world of entertainment news, like Chris Brown. Saturday night, y'all, Chris Brown's crazy-ass car. That nigga had a car wreck, ran his car into a wall. We're going to talk about that, y'all. All right, y'all, coming up next, you want to call in name and keep your shout out. Represent your city, represent your hood. 347, baby, 989-1725. 347-989-1725. We are live. It is going down, Donnie B. We in the mother tucking building. I didn't curse either, y'all. All right, cash out, y'all. Y'all check it out first, baby. We'll be right back. It's going down, Donnie B.
I'm right around with that needle.
Listening to us right here across the country, man. And we got some quick celebrity gossip entertainment news we're going to get into, man. First of all, man, did y'all look at the Grammy Awards on Sunday night? What was that all about? What's up with the Grammy, y'all? I know y'all was looking in y'all, thinking in y'all mind, what kind of hot mess this was. First of all, it started Saturday night. Your boy Chris Brown, that Negro is still hate on your boy Frank Ocean after what happened last week, man, when they got into the, you know, the conversation over the park, what they claim a parking lot, which is really a parking lot, but anyway, Chris Brown wanted his own personal parking lot, so he wants to get into it with Frank Ocean about that. First of all, you came to visit with, you came to his studio to come kick it with him, then you did all that crazy mess. So I don't know what's going on, but it's a hot mess going on, hating going on with Frank Ocean and Chris Brown. But here's the deal, y'all. Saturday night, your boy, Saturday afternoon by 12 o'clock, your boy got into it. TMZ is reporting that your boy, he ran his car into a wall. Now, what was that all about? He claiming that the paparazzi man was chasing after him, and he didn't want the paparazzi to know what was going on, so he ran into a damn wall. What the hell is going on? Chris Brown, sit your ass down. You're getting into too much damn trouble. And if y'all notice, what's up with Jay-Z? Is he a true alcoholic? Did y'all see how many times that he was drinking and stuff and going back getting some? You can tell that was a sense of wine he had. But anyway, y'all should have been checking out the Grammy Awards, man. It was all right. It was not too boring, but it wasn't just right. It wasn't just all the way right, y'all. So, and big shout out to Kelly Clarkson, who also got something. Anyway, got awards for best country music. We love you. Anyway, and also we got to talk about this, man. What was up with your... Did y'all see Chris Brown and, oh my goodness, Rihanna? Oh my goodness, they was, that version of her was nice, but they was, like, they was hubby-buddy with each other. They was hugging out with each other, and it was like a romantic thing. So he was letting Jay-Z know, you know what, I don't care what you say, it's about me and Rihanna. Do y'all think they're going to get back together? I mean, y'all think that Frank Ocean may have some other with him. I'm going to say, all right. All right, child, man. And congratulations to Frank Ocean because he did get awards that night. And Chris Brown was hating on him. He did not stand up. Everybody was standing up for Frank Ocean and stuff with Chris Brown. So you could tell it was some kind of hot mess going on. He's like, man, he didn't stand up for that nigga. Fuck that nigga. All right, child, man. This is your quick celebrity gossip right here with your boy World Famous DJ Dirty B, man. And make sure y'all check me out every day. We're going to be doing it big right here, man. We're going to keep you abreast of what's happening in the world. Entertainment news, along with not only entertainment news, man, but keep me out of breath on what's happening globally. And that, we just got to say a big shout out to Chill Mo, who called in to on the show today, my boy Skip Flanagan, who called in, and everybody else that called in. Also, Chris Kelly, y'all make sure y'all check him out tonight on the Chris Kelly Radio Show on SBMixRadio.com, man. Check him out at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, that's 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Check out my man, Chris Kelly, radio show, man. But anyway, this is just celebrity gossip with your boy, World Famous, DJ Dunne B, man. And we're going to have more news coming up. We got less than, 10 minutes before it be time for us to get ready to get up out of here. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to some more music, man, and play some jazz. If you're an independent artist out there, you got some hot music, y'all need to holler at your boy, Dunne B, because I'm ready to... Oh, I'm ready. That mother boy be saying, shake the booty. I was going to stop saying that, you boy. You better stop saying that. You were 6 years old saying something like that. Anyway, y'all, we'll be right back. King Chill. Let's check them out right here, baby. It's going down. The All New Dunne B Radio Show. It's called Neighborhood Star by my boy, King Chill. Y'all hear it first, baby. It's going down right here. We'll be right back. Call in and kick your shout out if you want to.
Hey, y'all know I had to do something for the hood. Texas, Mississippi.
We some neighborhood stars.
Tennessee.
Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. We some neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. Attitude like Eazy-E, mind state like fuck you. All I do is get money and keep a bad bitch through diamonds in my watch for the times when I ain't have shit. Stunning them haters like a mad rich, just hustle or die. I'm grinding till I
nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. I'm a nigga with the bar. The five players that you see up in the club. We shut it down, nobody do it like we does. 20 deep in VIP, bad bitches showing us love. Popping bottles of champagne, the lifestyle of a thug. You know them haters don't like it when they see you on your grind. You look at me, all you see is dollar signs. That's why them boppers stay choosing. Them lanes stay confused, cause they don't understand the reason why them bitches so amused. King Trill, I know you see me. Swag so fresh, I make them haters wanna be me. Sun Harbor make it look so easy, but I grind so hard for this money, please believe me. Respected everywhere I go, spit knowledge in the streets, reflected every time I flow. You know I do this for the hood, all my G's putting it down, getting money like the neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars, everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars, chilling with the baddest bras, or in the club buying. Big money heavyweights ride on them triple D's. This for my slab riders pushing like some cab drivers. Good money, state to state, but still rep the triple D. G down from my head to my feet. Ask your bitch about me and what some haters wanna be. You say you love her, better keep her on the leash. Cause if she hop off in my slab, I turn her to a freak. That's how we do it in the South. I'm talking big boy ballin'. Streets from Texas to Mississippi, yeah, we roll super deep. Why hate? You should get like me. If setting is a habit, I'll turn you to a neighborhood star. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. We some neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. We some neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. We some neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. With the baddest bras, or in the club buying up the bar. I'm a neighborhood star.
Definitely feeling that joint. Neighborhood star by my boy King Trill. Y'all hear the first, baby. It's going down right here. It's official 53 after the hour. And this, we got one more song before we be getting ready to wrap everything up, y'all. So y'all get ready. CDJ, get ready, get ready. We got our girl LG. Are you ready? Hell, I'm ready to get the hell up out of here. That's what I'm ready to do. All right, y'all, man. This is the last song of the day right here. Are you ready? By my girl LG, the girl representing D-Town, Dallas, Texas. Man, she is definitely putting Dallas, Texas on the map with this joint right here. Are you ready, baby? By LG. Damn, I know I'm ready. Oh, look at that. Look at that, y'all. I'm ready, baby. We're going down. Better lady. Valentine's Day, baby, coming up. 14.
Toyota, Stavis, baby, slick and legal. I wanna be your sexy lover, mommy, not amigos. It's who I miss when I'm gone, with you my heart belongs. You the one that counts me down when I'm in my zone. So I'm ready now, I think she's ready now. She says it's going down, I'm the one that makes her smile. Well, dollar baby's about to go down. So
you the sexy thing, you my world, and I'ma tell every boring girl that you my man, and you with me, and now I wanna see, is you ready?
That's right, y'all, man. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the all-new Donny B Radio Show. And remember, y'all, tune in to us again tomorrow right here on the all-new Donny B Radio, y'all.
Rocky, yo. See me on the come up, ain't no way that they gon' stop me. Got a little